With Health News Florida, I'm Sammy Mack in Miami. Chronic disease like diabetes, obesity, heart disease, and even some cancers are the leading cause of death across the country. Now, Florida is getting a chapter of the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease. The nonpartisan group brings together medical organizations, government agencies, the private sector, and healthcare agencies to raise awareness and come up with policies to fight chronic diseases. The partnership's policy chief, Candace DeMatteis, came to the WLRN studios in Miami to talk about the group's launch in Florida. Are there certain chronic diseases that are particularly prevalent in Florida or in certain parts of Florida?
Well, Florida has some of the same characteristics that we see across the country in terms of risk factors for chronic diseases. We see a high prevalence of obesity and overweight, which leads to diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, any number of different chronic conditions. We also see different communities affected disproportionately. For example, Hispanics may suffer from cancers at a less prevalent rate as non-Hispanic whites do, but you see the death rate significantly higher.
What's behind that?
There are a lot of different theories behind that. A lot of it is screening. For example, cancers are very treatable if caught early, and the later you treat it, the harder it can be. So what we see in the Hispanic population, and it may be related to access, there are some cultural issues as well in terms of getting those screenings. The screening rates are low, especially in the cancers that where you see the higher death rates.
Florida is a huge, complicated state. We have rural populations, urban populations, wealthy and poor. We have one of the highest rates of people who don't have health insurance in the country. So what kind of policies work for a state like Florida?
It will differ in the different communities. We have issued a white paper that outlines policy solutions that really focuses on access, care coordination, linking together, empowering individuals. 90% or more of what affects our health takes place outside of the medical system. So access and insurance is critically important, but there's a lot that we could do as individuals as well if we have the information to act on and adopt these healthier behaviors.
Speaking of the white paper, you point out in your report on Florida that having a chronic disease increases a person's medical spending by an average of $2,000 a year. Who's paying for that?
Well, and it's actually, I'll add to that, it's $2,000 a year per condition. So we're seeing increasingly people with more than one condition, and the cost just escalate from there. A lot of that cost is borne by the healthcare system. There's a lot of uncompensated care, especially with high uninsured rates. A lot of it's on the individual. And we see that in terms of out-of-pocket costs, bankruptcies related to medical care, and that drives up costs as well.
We know with, for example, tobacco campaigns, anti-tobacco campaigns, that it can take years to see the impact. But when lawmakers draw up their budgets at the state and the federal level, the process doesn't let them account for people who might not have gotten sick or costs that they might have incurred. How do you convince lawmakers to invest in prevention when the potential savings and results are so far off in the future?
One of the challenges that we have with policymakers is they look at medical costs in a silo. But as if we think about health, it underpins everything we do. So it's whether or not the child can pay attention in school. It is whether the person can continue to work full time or has to cut back. Maybe they go on disability. And we need to take a broader view and see health as an investment. That is a critical challenge and something in the policy field that we're working on.
How will you know if this is working?
Well, I go back to something that my grandmother told me a long time ago, and it was, you know someone's listening to you when they repeat your ideas and pretend they're their own. So that's what I would define as success, is that we hear other people, and we are fine with them claiming credit. That is not an issue at all. But to hear them repeating these ideas and building it into solutions and policy solutions, that's success. And obviously moving the needle. 20 years from now, we're talking about, wasn't it great when obesity went back down, when we reversed these trends? That would be true success.
That was Candace DeMatteis. She's the policy chief for the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease. With Health News Florida, I'm Sammy Mack.